You're listening to Well Met.
Well Met.
A Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Well Met.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 70 of Well Met. We are a Hearthstone podcast from BlizzPro.com from Denver, Colorado. I am John Horseman. With me, of course, is the crew, the regular crew. We're back. We're back to normal. It's been a weird month, but we're totally back. So first, from Saskatoon, Canada, Kevin Hovdestad. Hey, Kev.
Hey, John. Yeah, and too soon to celebrate, considering I'm going to be out two of the next 4 weeks because I've got a family reunion and a wedding. But yeah, you know what? Sometimes, once in a while, it's nice to just have the sort of, you know, OG well-met crew get together and do things the old-fashioned way, right?
Yeah. You guys have missed us, right, chat? You've missed us. So we're back. It's good to see you guys again. It was really great, though. If you didn't listen to episode 69 with Robert A. Wing, you got to go back, listen to it. We'd have him on every week if he was available to do those types of things. From Kansas City, none other than J.R. Cook. Hey, J.R.
Hey, John. Yeah, I'm excited. It's another big week. We've got some big stuff to talk about this week. Some really exciting news that we've been learning last week. Some stuff that we couldn't talk about exactly last week that we get to talk about this week. And no, I'm really excited for this show, man.
I am too. So we've got a heck of a show. But before we do, let's get started, get everything out of the way. What have you been up to this last week? What have you been playing in Hearthstone? JR, we'll start with you this week. Why not?
Yeah, so for me, you're going to hear a lot of the same thing that I was talking about last week. A lot of Dragon Warrior, because that's my deck right now. It's not surprising considering we'll hear about it later, it's the most popular deck in the game, currently in the meta. There are some new things propping up to try to fight against it, but I really like the deck. I've got some I've got some good results with it. My goal this month is to really just hit rank 5. I haven't pushed it too hard. A lot of that is because I got a really slow start to the season. And I'm excited for what's coming up next. Another thing that we'll be talking about here pretty soon.
Nice.
So that's about it for me. I also sort of enjoyed the Tavern Brawl this week. It was a little slow going for me, but I've been using it to play those quests against some friends and getting some gold that way. So that's been pretty fun as well.
Nice, man. Well, glad you're having fun. Glad you're making some good pushes. Kevin, what about you?
Not a whole pile for me, unfortunately, because I was traveling for work. I do get what I can in for Hearthstone time when I'm traveling because it's the easiest way to kill time in airports and stuff. I think I'm hovering at rank 7 or 8. I don't remember. I was actually playing Tempo Rogue again, of all the silly, strange things. Just decided that since Rogue is one of the two classes I haven't made it to Golden with yet, I'd spend a little time on it again. And surprisingly, actually, it was working really well. Not a lot of classes actually out-tempo Rogue, including Warrior, right? So if you can get the early start and actually contest the board in those first 3-4 turns, it can go really well. So I've been enjoying it, despite the fact that Rogue hasn't traditionally been one of my favorite classes. Probably not going to be a legend month for me just because of work, but I'm not traveling in August anymore. That all sort of fell apart. So I'm likely going to have time next month. So I think it's, given that the last time I did it was like January, I think it's time. So I'm going to push harder after the upcoming, we have a long weekend next week. That's why I got this family reunion thing. So when that's over and done with, I'm going to try to hit the ladder real hard.
Kevin, what I want to make for you is some business cards, and they're going to say Kevin Hovdestad, and below your name, it's going to say Legend. I'm always a month away.
Ha! Yeah, ain't that the truth, hey?
or the version of Kevin, not Legend since January.
Whoa. Coming shots from fired. The guy who, what you were, let, Kevin, remind me, was JR the first one on the show to legend?
No, he was not. I was the last
was
one.
He the second one to legend?
He was not.
Oh, he was the third, wasn't he?
And I did it twice before he did it the first time.
What's a fancy word for third on this show, Kevin?
Oh, fancy word for third. How about last?
But do we just become best friends?
Yep.
Oh,
but
man.
I did it the fastest. Did it the fastest. Yeah, and that's what mattered.
Yeah. He rants. He rants about aggro decks and how they're the bane to his existence. And then Kevin, what did he run to legend with?
Okay, let's leave him alone. Okay, I think okay, this is okay. We've
face hunter and aggro art. I'll give you that face hunter is a type of aggro deck, but I have nothing against aggro decks in general.
Okay.
Whatever. Too much fun.
Whatever suits your agenda this week.
This week on PvP.
As for me, I'm not doing so hot on the ladder. We have a puppy. Little baby Choji. He is adorable. Katie set him up an Instagram, which I think is a crime, but you know, it's cute. I can't argue with it. So you on Instagram, you can go to Choji, Choji Burner Bear, and follow all those adorable puppy adventures right from your smartphone, tablet, computer. So that went on. So that severely limited my Hearthstone time. I did get to stream some, but also I've been invited to speak at TwitchCon this year. And so I'm streaming to raise some funds. I wasn't planning on taking two trips. And unlike Kevin, I have no skills in the arena to have my employers pay for those things. So I have to pay for those myself. So I've been streaming, trying to raise some funds. Head over to twitch.tv/kicktripod and hang out. Don't even give money. Just come hang out. And if it's good and you want to help me get there, great. Yeah, so that is it for me. Let's go ahead, jump into the news.
This Week in Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
Before we get started this week, as always, we do want to take a moment to thank our friends of the show. These are the people who are the strongest supporters of what we're doing over on Patreon. We're going to mix it up this week. I'm going to read them in a different order. So this week, thank you to The Real Ben, Albert, Coral, and Martin Z. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you so much. All the things that you've allowed us to do with the show are possible because of your generosity. If you want to learn more about what this is all about, head over to patreon.com/wellmetpodcast.
Boom. Couldn't said it better myself. Well done, Kev. You haven't skipped a beat, man. You've been busy. You've been out, but sounding better than ever.
I was actually worried about that tonight. I had a bad cold and I was in bed most of the day. So hopefully it's coming through better than it felt, because up until a couple hours ago, I wasn't sure I was going to be here.
Cool. I mean, not cool that you were sick. Cool that you are here, sitting here and sounding great. Well, thanks. Let's jump into the Hearthstone news. First, something new, a little bit of a surprise from the Hearthstone team. Friendly feud we had this last week where you could earn gold for your quests by playing friends. Which in the past, if you're newer to the game, you haven't been able to do. You can get it from Tavern Brawl, Arena, Constructed in either Wild or Standard, but you haven't been able to play a friend to get those quests done, and now you can. Have you guys been taking advantage of this week? Is this something that you've really, I mean, I don't know how you could say, no, I didn't like it, but do you think it's something that was good enough that maybe we'd get it to stay?
Well, that's the question, right? The commentary we've seen online was that the dev team has sort of, they haven't committed to anything. The general consensus I've seen has been, they're saying, let's see how people behave. Let's see if it's a positive effect on the game. I think it's a great idea. You can't get your per win gold. So you can't get the, like, you've won three games, you get 10 gold stuff out of playing against your friends. It's just for completing quests. And in that respect, I think it's great. They also introduced that new quest where it's an 80 gold quest for playing a game with a friend, right? I think those are really positive things for the game in general, between the timing of the recruit a friend, the introduction of Morgul, now some additional ways to play with your friends. It seems like it's something that the Hearthstone team has made a priority. We've seen co-op tavern brawls. Like, we've seen them really make an effort to increase the amount of ways that you can play Hearthstone with your friends. I'm really hopeful that this is actually going to become a long-term feature of the game, or maybe something that they do on like a rotating basis where it's available, you know, on weekends or something. Like, any, whatever way they decide to implement it, I hope this is a permanent fixture of the game for sure.
JR, counterpoint. Why aren't friends good in Hearthstone? Go.
Face Hunter.
No, I'm excited that they're adding these more social features into the game. I feel like they really need it. They really need to, you know, bring that gap of, yeah, I have friends that play. I want to play with them and I want to get rewarded for playing with my friends. That's something that the game hasn't had. I'm hoping that they expand on it with features like, you know, possible clans or guilds, you know, or something to that effect at some point. Unfortunately, I didn't really get to take advantage of this like I wanted to. And a lot of that is because I just don't have any friends.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you didn't say it, I was going to.
I knew it was coming, so I decided I would just preempt us. Beat you to it.
Yeah.
So, no. Usually the times that I get to play, all of my friends have already played or signed off, went to bed. I'm sitting here at, you know, noon or something like that, or not noon, midnight or something like that. And John's too busy playing Overwatch.
Not even so. True. Haven't touched it. Total lie.
Yeah.
What's the other
That's
excuse?
The only lie that's ever been told on this show. So,
right. We don't lie on this show.
But I like the idea. I hope that it stays. And I think the only thing that is keeping them back from making it permanent is a possibility of people abusing it. And
yep.
It sounds like the dev team is open to keeping it open, and they're watching this week to see if people are abusing it.
I think
if the abuse is down, I think we might see it.
Do you see quests frequently enough that enough people can abuse it at a meaningful level where it's almost borderline exploit? I don't see that, right? Because let's be honest, Kev, I've got a 3-win priest quest. Could we sit down and you concede on turn 2-3 times so I can get that win? Yeah. But I mean, could that turn into something then that people turn into like their daily grind? I think if anything, that's the thing I would be worried about. But even then, I'm like, who cares? It's not about not being able to give away free money. It's really about getting people to play with their friends.
See, that's my thing, right? Is I look at it and think, if because I rolled a priest quest and I don't want to go beat it on ladder, I send you a message on Battle.net and says, hey, do you want to jump on and help me do some Hearthstone quests?
The answer is positive, by the way.
Well, yeah, obviously. But that's a positive for the Hearthstone community. You're getting people re-engaged back in the game. Every little thing they can do like this that brings people back to the game to play with their friends or get involved with their friends, I guarantee you, like, you want to see a big uptick in players using services within Hearthstone. Let me spectate my friends doing an arena draft. Let me jump in and watch them go through the draft process. That would bring people back to Arena. It would bring people back to Hearthstone. Everything they've added where it gives us some way to get back into the game with our friends, with the people we want to play with, has been great. If this one happens to be primarily a vector for getting a little extra gold or whatever, I mean, the game is at a point where with the amount of new stuff that gets introduced all the time, the difficulty of being a new player and the barriers to entry for that, like everything they can do to make that a little easier. If I want to bring a friend into the game, I can use the recruit a friend process, introduce them to the game, help them get through the tutorial. And then at the end of it, say, look, if you're having trouble finishing your quests to get that gold to unlock cards, hit me up and I will help. I'll play with you and you can finish your quests with me. And that way, you know, you're going to get your gold, be able to buy your packs. I think this is great. Like, I think it's a huge step in the right direction. And the outside possibility that there's a group of people who are sitting and trying to actively use it just to get their 40 gold. I mean, how many people do you know who only play Tavern Brawl till they get their one win for their one pack? Like, if the system is built, if the system is built to give a reward, people are going to use it that way. I don't think that's an abuse of the system. It's not like I can go get extra quests by playing with my friends or anything. There's no way to abuse the system as far as I'm concerned at all.
So the only thing that I see, sorry, JR, I cut you off, but I got to say one thing. What do you think about people abusing multiple accounts?
Do you think that's a serious concern? Do you think there's a bunch of people sitting there with multiple Hearthstone accounts? Okay, I don't see that as a realistic risk. I don't see, like, I don't think the average person wants to maintain more than one Hearthstone collection unless they're playing on multiple regions.
I think the honest,
yeah, well, but not even, because the honest likelihood that you would want to play on the same ladder with two different accounts that have two different collections seems really unlikely to me. And if you're maintaining a second account so that you can boot it up on your iPad to concede quests against yourself, like, that's not playing the game.
Get a life.
Go outside. Go play some Pokemon Go and get some sun.
Okay, like, there you go. Go choose that guy, that game, and make multiple accounts in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, steal gyms from yourself or something. I don't even know.
Where are people doing it?
I think the biggest thing is it's a once a day quest, right? So it's not like I see myself a lot of times with the quest just being like, okay, I have a quest for a priest. I'm not doing that today. Sorry. I'll try to click and it's like, oh, you gave me another quest for a priest. Awesome. Well, I'm not doing any quests today. I'm just going to go ladder normally. And then tomorrow, I'll see if I can get rid of that quest again or something like that. Where in this case, I can be like, hey, let's try out some priest decks against my friend and see what we can do. That sounds more fun than, just ignoring that quest. Plus, I get a friend of mine to, if I had friends, we've already established that I don't, to come along and, play and enjoy the game.
And the way that I play Hearthstone too, and I know I'm not alone in this, is I play to climb the ladder mainly. And if I'm playing maybe one or two decks, if the quests I see aren't in those one or two classes, I try to get the new one. I mulligan one of them. And if not, like, I just ignore them. And it's not fun. Like, quests make me feel bad because I have to choose between getting gold and building my collection or climbing on ladder. And being able to go, I'm going to play with JR. Now, counterpoint, most tavern brawls, you can kind of do that so I can still play something, but it's still heavily takes me away from the game, whereas playing with my friends, I can play something fast, easy, have that great interaction, but still be effective in my gold making. And in my opinion, the amount of time and effort it takes to get those gold from those quests outside of the classes and decks you're actually working on is too high for me.
Well, and let's not forget, we've criticized the quest system fairly heavily in the past for the fact that it requires you to win games, right? Which can feel really bad if you've got either a class you don't want to play or a class you've got limited cards for, or whatever. Like, whatever your reason is that you don't want to try and win games with that class because it's not going to be a good time. This is a really elegant solution to that problem. Rather than redo the entire quest system, they just said, okay, let's give people a secondary way to get their quests done. And in the process, it encourages you to bring your friends to Hearthstone, which is also good for Blizzard. Like, I see this as being a very clean way to solve one of the problems that we have really, I think, pointed out a lot in the last year. And this is a great way to just say, okay, rather than change everything to play for priest games, they can say, no, now just play them with your friends. And if you want to play through the game, test the deck, and then concede so that the player who has the priest quest gets the win, then great.
And I think this ties really well into the one other thing that Blizzard has been pushing a lot in Hearthstone, and it's fireside gatherings. Being able to complete your quests at fireside gatherings is pretty sweet. I don't need to stay home and play the ladder when I can go down the street, play Hearthstone with a bunch of friends in the same room and still get credit for it.
And as we've seen in other games, such as Pokemon Go, the whole social interaction thing is actually a really big thing with gaming. Fireside Gatherings is just another example of that.
Oh, I mean, we all have said how much fun it was to like go do a Fireside Gathering or a small local tournament or play while you're hanging out with people after hours at BlizzCon or whatever else. Like, there's all that stuff that feels really great and is a better experience in a lot of ways than, you know, sitting at home and grinding the ladder, as John says. So I think it's great. Blizzard, you know, we know that we have a lot of influence over your decision making process. So yep. Please maintain friendly feud as a standard feature. You can credit us in the credits. Just, you know, thank you to WellMet for making this recommendation, and good.
Alphabetically, please. John, thank you. JR, Kevin, thank you. And then that'll be great. Okay. JR. So you've been chomping at the bit to talk to our listeners about this next topic. I'm going to just let you fly. You're a flamingo. You've got to fly.
I'm a penguin because penguins can fly. Anyway.
Peacock. It's peacock. That's what it is.
Because I have pretty feathers.
There it is.
Yeah. So anyway, no, we couldn't really talk about this last week because we had Robert on the show. And one of the things we couldn't really speculate a lot with him on the show because he knows what's coming up and it would have been really, really awkward. But what happened a little over a week ago before last week's show is the very first thing that happened was we had you guys remember when Mogar the Ogre. I had that written down there, but the new shaman hero was announced.
Morgul the Urkel.
Sorry, I wrote down, for some reason, I wrote down Mogar the Ogre, and I don't know why I did that. And then I read it word for word.
You know.
So anyway.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
I'm doing awesome. So anyway, no, there was a Chinese guy that predicted that. Didn't predict it, but leaked it. Right. And one of the other things they leaked was that there is a Hearthstone adventure coming. And the hint that he gave behind it was a WoW raid with three Chinese characters in it. And so people on the internet broke it down to four different ones, basically. Encourage, the Terrace of Endless Springs, Karazhan, and Ulduar. And I just wanted to take a brief moment now to get our initial thoughts on what that could be. And my initial thought was, I thought it was going to be Terrace of Endless Springs. And the reason for that was because of the Half Hill card back that was data mined and wasn't out yet and kept seeming to get pushed back. So I'm like, that is one very strong possibility. Kevin, I know that you had another thought on that, and yours is probably correct once we get more into this. But I was wondering if you can give what your initial thoughts on that were.
Yeah, so I mean, the original list actually had a lot of other potential raids, and they sort of pared it down to these four based on translation. And I mean, we're taking all of this with a bit of a grain of salt, because clearly if someone has enough information to leak that it's a three Chinese character raid name, they probably could have just said which one it was. But my position was that the final bosses in both Encourage and Ulduar are already in the most recent expansion, Whispers of the Old Gods, which kind of removes them as being viable in a lot of ways. It would be very awkward to have just spent all this time with C'Thun and all these announcements about there being no new C'Thun cards and then turn around and go to Encourage. It seems very odd that with all of the characters from Ulduar that we already have in the game, and especially all of the mechs and stuff that were in Ulduar, Flame Leviathan, all that kind of stuff, that we would turn around and go there. And Terrace of Endless Springs is just tiny. It's a tiny raid instance that has very few characters in it, not a lot of really good lore around it. But if you go back, I mean, all the way back to the beginning of the show when Blackrock Mountain first came out, what's the one thing we've always said would be awesome? It was always Karazhan. And as an instance, there's tons of cool characters. There's tons of stuff that hasn't been touched yet. And I thought that the timing on it made a lot of sense because it's a very clean parallel to the release of Legion and the Warcraft movie, both of which had heavily featured characters like Medivh, Khadgar, and the physical location of Karazhan.
Right. And John, do you have any input on what you were originally thinking?
Yeah, totally called Karazhan right away, man.
No, he just
totally
called it.
Totally is like, yeah, all Karazhan, all the way. No, so initially I liked, and so JR, credit where credit is due. I give you bonus points because you went out on a limb and called a Pandaria adventure far before any of this info came out. So right. Naturally, when Terrace of Endless Springs was announced as one of the options, makes total sense why you'd, you know, stay with that. And initially I was on board with you. As soon as they came out with the three, it could have been though, I immediately went, yeah, it's going to be Karazhan. But kudos to you, man. That was really sleuthy for you to kind of go out on a limb there.
And I have changed my mind since for reasons we will get into here in a few minutes.
Yeah, you think it's on Courage now, right? No. All right, moving on to the next one.
But anyway, the next thing that happened, it was a few days after that, the University of California in Irvine had a fireside gathering, and the winners got a golden ticket that basically said that you are cordially invited to a most majestic, marvelous, magical event, the likes of which have never been seen before. It is our most sincere hope that you'll be able to join us.
It's a dinner date with Kevin.
Just yeah, saying. I am the Willy Wonka of Hearthstone. That's my terrible secret.
And there is no date associated with this. There was no announcements about a potential event yet in the works. But the way this was written, this is the thing that led me to go, okay, this is definitely Karazhan now. Because the way that was written, it was written a lot like the invitation for that Moros had sent out to his ghost buddies there in Karazhan for the dinner party that he had in the opera event and all that stuff that happens during that raid. So I swung very heavily towards Karazhan at that point. And what do you guys think about this golden ticket? Or should we move on to what the next thing is?
Well, I mean, the golden ticket thing is interesting because it doesn't necessarily line up with the information we've gotten since. And I guess that's sort of what you're angling at here, is that as we discuss some of the other things we've learned since, it sounds like that could actually be a spurious or even unrelated relevant or reference. So it's tough to say what we can take away from this. And the ticket itself, we didn't get any information as to locations or dates or anything else. So we're still a little bit, I think, in the dark as to what exactly they were for.
And I'll get back into that. I'll come back to that here in a few minutes. So we've got Karazhan, which is possibly a very strong movie tie-in. Legion, which is a very possible, you know, tie-in with it as well. And then at the end of last week, Blizzard PR sends an email to some press. We were included in that, and the invite was for July 28th at 11 p.m. Blizzard time, which I had to send an email.
That's Pacific Standard Blizzard time, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, which I had to send an email to Blizzard to verify that this wasn't like a typo, because PM instead of AM kind of threw me off for a moment. But I'll read this invitation real quick. It says, "Greetings, my dear friend. Your valiant effort and masterful display of strategy in channeling the power of the old gods has won you the admiration of people across Azeroth. We would be honored if you would join us for a once-in-a-lifetime event that will be full of magic and celebration. We also have something very special in store for you. Please be prompt, as we have an unforgettable adventure planned." I wanted to signify the whole adventure thing, because that's really what throws us here, right?
I get it.
And it's going to happen on twitch.tv/playHearthstone, and it ends with "Sincerely, an old friend." And it's disguised with, you know, it's got this whole party feel to it, this whole neon party thing going on, with some little feathers, which, if you know anything about Medivh, you've seen the portrait in the game. He has these feather things on his shoulders. And this sounds very much like something Medivh would have written himself, which leads us more leaning towards Karazhan. What do you guys think about this?
Yes, Alex. The answer is yes. It's got to be, right?
Like, you're not going to get any disagreement from us on this. I think we've all sort of beaten this to death, and it, unless there's something that everyone has missed, and I, when I say everyone, I mean truthfully everyone, I think this is kind of a done thing, and everyone has agreed that we're just waiting to see the Karazhan adventure come out next week.
Right. And that's it. I mean, it might be pandas holding champagne glasses, partying it up and having a little party in a half hill, to Mr. JR's theory, but highly unlikely. I think that this one is easily Karazhan. I think the more interesting thing to chat about then is, what about it? How are they going to approach it?
The one thing I was going to say that I think lends a little bit of credibility to this that we haven't already discussed is Karazhan as a piece of content does have this really obvious tie into the Warcraft movie. The Warcraft movie performed phenomenally, phenomenally well in China.
And it's like, being announced in China.
That was what I was going to say, is I think if you look at the history of where the different announcements have taken place, there's always one at BlizzCon. Traditionally, the spring announcement had been at PAX East. That didn't work out this year because of the timing. And then the summer one has kind of been a, shrug, it could go anywhere type of thing, right? So with Naxxramas, it was just kind of whenever. With, Grand Tournament, it kind of was done in that, like, funky tavern-style themed thing they did in San Francisco last year. Because there was no special occasion, there was no special location, right? They didn't try to do it at another event. Doing a Karazhan themed announcement in China at a major Chinese like Comic-Con style event makes a huge amount of sense given the performance of the Warcraft movie in that space. Like, I can't see any reason why. I mean, A, they've probably been planning that for quite a while, but B, I'm sure that plan has some pretty obvious thought put into it. You don't move your announcement schedule to 11 p.m. in your core region for your core demographic if you don't have a really good reason. So,
yeah, I'm going to have to stay up late for that one. Really?
Yeah,
late.
I'm gonna be up.
11 o'clock Pacific. Like,
yeah. It's like four hours past Kevin's bedtime.
So this brings me back.
That's actually
brings me back now.
6 hours.
Yeah. So this brings me back now to the golden ticket that we were discussing. With it being an 11 p.m. event, live stream. There's not a physical location that this event is actually happening, but it's happening during China Joy. What is the golden ticket for?
It's
because it's not for this.
It's mod status on the Play Hearthstone stream. They're mods. So did just the winner get these or any participant?
I believe it was just the winner or winners. There might have been multiple winners.
Or like the top two or something like that. Could it be possible that they are either invited to it or maybe they're invited to be a part of like a card reveal thing, kind of like Ben Broden Frodan did? Like, that would be my guess, especially if they're not really focusing on Western audiences for the initial reveal. They'll probably have something back in California. It's going to be relatively cheap to get them into Irvine because Fireside Gathering in California. And kind of killed two birds with one stone. Also really highlight the Fireside Gathering thing, which we've already talked about again. And then also talking about new players and how they can get involved. And I think
I think you're dead on with that because that was my thoughts as well. I think we're going to get, here's what I think we're going to get. I think we're going to get an announcement of the new adventure mode. We're going to see probably three new cards during that announcement. We're going to hear about, you know, what the adventure is going to be like. We're going to see the trailer and things like that. But they're not going to go into deep detail yet about the possible features we might see or the rest of the cards or anything like that. And I believe that there will probably be an event at some point in the near future where they're going to reveal everything else. And that's probably the event that the golden ticket's going to be at.
Okay. Kevin, why do you disagree?
I got nothing, honestly. The ticket thing at this point could be anything. I like the idea. Like, conceptually, I think it's a great idea if they want to use this as a way to promote the fact that they want to put together rewards for people who run consistent fireside gatherings where winners or participants could get invited to Blizzard-sponsored events or get to be involved in card reveals or whatever else. That seems like it'd be great. It'd be a great way to build community and help expose some new people in the Hearthstone community. Like, I'm all for that. I don't honestly have any idea at this point. I mean, it could be that they were invited to an on-campus sit-in while the reveal stream is on. Who knows? Like, it could be almost anything. So I'm going to just look at it and say, I don't think the tickets are related at this point to the expansion announcement itself. I don't think they're flying these people to China for the announcement, at which point I don't know that I have a strong opinion either way.
Okay.
So my next point of discussion on this is, so we're all in agreement, Karazhan. We know that we're going to hear about it here on this upcoming Thursday and Friday. When do you guys think it's going to get released? I know Kevin and I, when we did the show together, when John was away.
Great job, by the way, guys. Great job.
We briefly talked about when we thought a release schedule might look like for whatever Hearthstone releases next. Where do you guys see this falling in? With we know it's going to get announced this weekend, this upcoming weekend. Where do you think it's going to land?
I'm going to say the 16th or the 23rd. If you pre-order it, you get a sweet mount for World of Warcraft Legion. And yeah, either of those days. I'm going to say the 16th. It's my day.
What do you think, Kevin?
I think it's got to be earlier than that. All of the adventures that have come out up to this point have been, what, 4 to 5 wings, sometimes a little bit of extra content sort of around that. The Summer Championship for the Americas runs September the 17th. So I think all the cards need to be out and in circulation by that point. I don't think you want to have different cards being played at the Europe Summer Championship the following week than you had at the Americas Championship. I think that would be really, really awkward.
They did that with the last one.
Well, at this point, it has to interfere with something. I think they're going to aim to have it interfere with the summer season end and the preliminaries. I think they're going to want the full set out by the time the Summer Championship rolls around. So I think in order for that to be possible, you're looking at a release likely on the 9th, and then you'd have 4 or 5 weeks or whatever whatever day that week, right? Could be the 11th, whatever day Hearthstone's new stuff comes out on at this point. But I think it has to be that sort of second week of August so that it's all done and over with by the time we get to the various regional championships for the summer season. And then we'll have all of those cards to play with up till BlizzCon.
Okay.
Yeah. My guess was I felt like we needed something announced earlier than what we're getting it now. Because I felt like they needed to get something out there like very soon. Not just because the game was starting to feel stale, but also because of the same point that Kevin made where we were getting to the point where we're going to get into a new season, a new championship, and they probably would want all of those cards to be out there by the time that happens. I would also say August 9th as well would be my guess. So we could possibly be seeing new cards arriving in 2 weeks.
And that would be consistent with how their adventure release stuff has worked in the past as well, right? Like you look at League of Explorers at BlizzCon and they're like, you'll have these cards tomorrow. You know, like I think they really are trying to diminish the amount of turnaround time between the teaser, the announcement and the release. At this point, we've already had the longest content drought in Hearthstone's history leading up to Whispers of the Old Gods. They're a little bit off schedule to begin with. I don't think they're going to make this announcement next week and say, yeah, you'll have this sometime in October. Like, I think this is going to be, this is the new set. Pre-orders open now and the first swing launches in 10 days kind of thing.
So what do you guys think then? Because the Play Hearthstone Twitter has had some fun today. And they have tweeted out some of the guests who are going to be at the party. And it includes Annoyatron, Possessed Villager with a little party hat and confetti, and then Archmage Antonitis holding a red balloon, and he's got a twisty straw in his goblet. Do you think that is anything more than like, hey, look at this, this is funny? Or is it something that we might actually see in the game itself?
I'm going to guess it's just somebody having fun with Photoshop. To be honest, I think they've kind of, the like modified old cards and characters thing was kind of played out with Whispers of the Old Gods. I don't think they do that again a second time in a row. We're not going to get Archmage Antonitis Doom of Elwyn in this expansion. Like, I don't think that's where this is headed. So on the whole, I would say that's just them trying to do standard Blizzard operating procedure and sort of keep some like guesses going, a little bit of hype, something that'll shoot to the front page of Reddit. Like, it's not something that I think is indicative of cards. We can certainly speculate on what we think those will be or what they're going to do with this set, but I don't think it's going to have anything to do with what they're posting on Twitter.
That's my hope, is what Kevin said, because I don't want to see another set anytime soon where they take classic cards or cards that we know and then change them in a little bit of a different way. I feel like that was played out in Old Gods, and I didn't really enjoy it that much either. Like, some of them were kind of cool, but for the most part, it just didn't do it for me. And I kind of hope that they don't continue going down that road, and we'll get like eventually get like 20 different versions of Ragnaros at some point.
I was just gonna say, you don't Ragnaros, want like a third Ragnaros. Lord.
Yeah,
Ragnaros the
third Deathwing.
That's the show title. Ragnaros the Party Lord. There okay. You go. So I'm gonna go against the grain here, and I'm gonna say that it is, I don't think we're gonna see new versions of it, but with every adventure, right, we've had some sort of theme. Maybe they have some like augmenting cards that you have that kind of buff stats or make cool fun thing happens, like you're at a party and maybe that's something that you see. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe we'll see ETC laying down some jams
coming back.
Yep. That's maybe we'll cool. see something like that.
I haven't seen ETC in years.
Yeah. So the last thing I wanted to ask you guys is, I haven't felt like we have seen a lot of new features coming from Hearthstone. And when I see feature sets, like the last like major feature I can really think of was Tavern Brawls. Am I incorrect on that? Other than the whole wild standard thing, which I don't feel was a feature, quote unquote. It was something, you know, to help the competitive game. Do you think we'll see anything with this set? Do you think that the Hearthstone team has been kind of quiet and have been building some new features that we might be seeing released with this?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so let's.
What would you like to see if it would?
Okay, let me try this. In terms of what's come out, right, the last sort of major patch with Whispers of the Old Gods introduced like formats, deck recipes was kind of a feature, if you want to call it that.
True.
Prior to that, you had the patch after League of Explorers that introduced like deck slot additions, changes to the collection manager. We got the big patch with Blackrock Mountain that introduced alternate characters and Tavern Brawl. I mean, that's really it. Everything else is little balance changes or the introduction of a new set. The only thing that makes me think it's unlikely is we haven't actually generally seen a set come out with a feature at the same time. The only time that happened was back with Goblins vs. Gnomes, because they introduced spectator mode at the same time that we got GVG. Outside of that, I don't think they've ever actually introduced a specific feature alongside an expansion. The card sets tend to come out when they come out, and the patches tend to come out off cycle and not attached to that in any way. Are we due for a new feature or some kind of upgrade to the game? Absolutely. I mean, I think they've definitely reached a point where if they're not going to do something to, for example, rework the ladder system, just throwing that out there again, then definitely it seems like it's time for them to give us something new, something different, whatever form that may take. The ability to do friendly arena battles, like who knows, it could be anything, but it does feel like the game itself hasn't seen anything new to do in quite a while.
Well, and thinking about it though, we've seen spectator mode, which okay is kind of a new way to do things, but that came alongside, as you said, Goblins versus Gnomes. We had Tavern Brawl, which came out by itself. And then we had Standard and Wild, which came out with the most recent Old Gods expansion. So there's not a whole lot of precedence either way. Like, I don't think if this is going to be a change, I don't think it's going to be, or if we're going to see something, I don't think because it's precedence to or to not. It's because the timing makes sense. Things like spectator mode, really, it's not a content filler, whereas Tavern Brawl is. You can be sick of the game, but come back for Tavern Brawl. You're not going to be sick of the game and then come back for spectator mode, more than likely. It's kind of, I think they're kind of two different things. But suffice that to say, I would love a change. I feel like we have to get a change to either ladder or arena. One of those two, I feel like, need to get hit. And I feel like if I'm going to make my sweeping generalization of excitement, I'm going to say that one of those are going to get a hit, and we're going to see a arena rework or a ladder rework, leaning towards arena.
I mean, I think what's likely to happen, to your point, John, is we're going to get the content expansion, in this case, probably in adventure mode. It's probably Karazhan. They'll do what they can to make the game novel in that space using some powerful new cards. Maybe we'll see some new mechanics. That'll be great. That will shift the meta, make things really exciting. The game will feel really fresh again for that sort of revolving 6-week window from when we start hearing about cards until when all of the cards are out. And then the meta will still be in flux for a month after that, right? That's pretty normal. But I think you're right. Somewhere in that time frame, there's going to have to be a patch that does something significant to keep people going through to BlizzCon, because the game itself does feel like it needs something. And I, maybe we're wrong. Maybe it's going to be until BlizzCon before we get to see a new feature. But I don't see a world in which by the end of 2016, we haven't seen them do a ladder rework or in some other way update the game, because otherwise it's starting to look like the game hasn't really gotten freshened up, and they've just kind of patchwork added little things here and there to keep people entertained or keep people's collections growing.
Yep. Yeah. One of my theories about them possibly coming out with new features this time is they've already built the system for adventure modes. Building, like putting in a new adventure mode would be relatively easy at this point because they've already done the groundwork for it. So, and then it's not a major expansion where they're putting in 100 plus, you know, cards, 150 cards or something like that. So that leads me to believe that maybe, you know, that they're some of the stuff that they were working on, possibly even working on as far back as around BlizzCon, maybe there's something that they're churning out that they're getting ready to fully release. I think it's going to be something more to do with social features. And the reason I say that is because of the friendly battles we just got this week. And also the, you know, golden ticket we talked about as well with Fireside Gatherings. And we know that they're wanting to do more with that system as well. It does make me wonder if we're going to see more social features and if that's going to be the theme that we're going to see.
And I'd be all for that, truthfully. If that's where things are headed, then great. I mean, we talk things like tournament mode and ladder reworks to death because that would be what would make the game the way it works today, where it's mostly a solo experience, feel better. But if the game could have a more community-minded, multiple-player feel to it, then maybe that wouldn't be such a priority. Maybe I wouldn't feel so bad about logging in to play with my friends and, you know, do things that way because my sole exposure to Hearthstone wouldn't be grind the ladder.
Yeah.
So anyway, wrap things up. Karazhan, this Thursday, go watch it.
Yeah, stay up late, book Friday off work, whatever you got to do.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. Whew. All right. So is there anything else you want to hear, JR? You feel good?
I'm good. I said
that was his
my
whole
piece.
Lecture. He gave us the entirety of it.
Was it too much? Was it too much, guys?
We'll find out. Email us, wellmet@blizzbro.com.
Tell me how terrible I am at giving that.
Don't do that. Don't be jerks, guys.
You've all been amazing so far.
Let's talk really quick about esports, and we got to go into meta.
The Pro Corner.
Really quick, we got Seat Story Cup number 5 just finished up, not 30 minutes before the show. G2 Life Coach takes down Fade to Karma Jackie Chan to win. They both played incredibly well. Seat Story Cup has always done so well and has always been such a great event to watch over multiple days because it's just all the pro players and casters hanging out in a house and just doing their thing. Zixo was wearing a black t-shirt, gray shorts, and brown socks. Thought that was amazing, representing. And yeah, so it was awesome. Fade to Karma Jackie Chan is killing it right now, especially from a deck construction standpoint. He did finish second, bringing some really amazing decks and some amazing innovations within those decks. He brought a kind of dragon zoo type warlock that runs some different dragon cards. Brought Yogg Druid, of course, and he was one of the first to really bring that. And he brought that to the summer preliminaries as well. So he's been leaning heavily on that and some other cool decks. So huge props. Life Coach, he's always been one of my favorite players. But huge props and mad respect to Jackie Chan, who brought some amazing decks, played them incredibly well. And we've been talking about when are we going to see people kind of assert themselves and bring in some new names into competitive Hearthstone. And look at Jackie Chan, because that's how you do it. Yeah. Did you guys get to watch this at all?
Honestly, while it was on, not really. Just the timing, because it was in Europe, didn't work out well for me. But I've caught a few of the highlights. If you haven't watched it and you don't watch anything else, honestly, go back and watch the entirety of the Life Coach Tice series. Worth your time. That's some of the best Hearthstone that's been played ever. Literally in the history of the game. It was an incredible series. A lot of fun to watch. Actually gave me a huge appreciation for the whole tournament was played in Last Hero Standing with a ban. And because they're teammates, they brought basically identical deck lists. They had been training together, practicing together. The mind games involved in the using the same lineups against one another in a Last Hero Standing format was incredible. It's, I think, some pretty awesome Hearthstone to watch. It's a little slow because Life Coach, and the casting is pretty like demure because it's kind of the tail end of their day. But man, that series is for sure. Like, cannot recommend it strongly enough.
Awesome. JR, did you get to catch it all?
I was at a convention all weekend playing some tabletop RPGs, so I did not get to watch any Hearthstone. I am very excited, though, for Jackie Chan. And he's definitely one of the more up-and-coming players, and he's from Fade to Karma, which is a great team to watch. And one of my friends manages that team, so I'm happy to see them do well.
I'm just saying, maybe potentially we might see some Fade to Karma people come say hello soon. Maybe, you know, maybe if that's what you guys want. You know, whatever. Yeah. We're listening to you guys. If you guys want really cool people running awesome decks, we'll get you really cool people playing awesome decks. All right, we got to go into the meta.
Nailed it.
Beat them or join them.
Oh, no.
All right, Vicious Syndicate's Data Reaper Report number 10 is live. Man, these... they just keep getting better and better every week. Huge props to Vicious Syndicate for taking kind of stale meta report stuff that we've been using and commenting on for, honestly, since like the first 5 episodes. We hit a groove of like, we really like to talk about the meta and the meta reports this week. And I think that's something that we can do really well. And they've changed it, so it's just not the same people providing the same lists over and over and over. Kevin, they're up to 33,000 games a week now on this tracker. And it was just a month ago that it was like 3,000 or 5,000.
Yeah, they've done a really good job of encouraging people to get involved. And if you are the type of person who plays primarily on PC and utilizes an up-to-date version of Trackobot, it's worth your while to contribute to this project, because this is the data now that everybody really wants to see and talk about for all of the English-speaking Hearthstone world. It's one thing to talk about sort of how we feel about various decks, and when Tempo Storm comes out with a report based on pro player perception, we still talk about it. But seeing what's happening with data-driven information, especially with things like exactly the breakdown of which classes exist at the legend rank or what they're being played at for purposes of number of individual games, that's a very different and very useful kind of information from what deck academically has the best power level. So to give you an idea, at legend in this report, they're saying Warrior now has crested 33% of all the decks being played in all the games at the legend rank.
So sick of it. As I say, running my Tempo Warrior deck.
Yeah, JR's playing Dragon Warrior.
I'm sitting here shaking my head and I played Dragon Warrior. So
it's like Secret Paladin though, man. It doesn't matter how much you hate it, you gotta play it. It's just so good right now.
The problem for me is there's not anything else out there that is that enticing for me to want to play. Like Midrange Hunter, I've played that. I enjoy the deck somewhat, but I feel like unless I have a Call of Wild turn 8 or turn 9, I'm not going to win. Zoo Warlock, I have played the heck out of that forever. And Aggro Shaman feels the same way right now. I've played that one. So playing Warrior right now still feels at this point fresh and new, so I feel okay doing it. That's going to end soon, but right now it's fine.
Yep. I'm ready for the next thing. You guys feel towards the end of an expansion where you're just kind of winding down a little bit, like you're crawling to the finish line? That's where I'm at right now, where I'm just like, I just want to see the new cards and the new mechanics and the new ladder system. I just want to see those things right now, please.
I want to see something help Druid a bit. We're not going to see Yogg-Druid as the number one deck for that. I want to see something help Mage. I want to see something help Rogue. I don't want to see Paladin again anytime soon. I've had enough Paladin for a while. That's okay where it's at. But I want to see Priest.
No, you don't.
I don't think it's just going to come games
on the ladder. I don't want to see Priest.
It's going to come down to, as it always has, right? Adventures are where they put out single cards that have huge swing potential, right? The cards like Elise, like Reno, like Lotheb. That's the kind of stuff where we get these single one-off cards, Thorason, that just totally upend the whole game and open up the possibilities. I'm hoping that we get cards that open up those possibilities to do some cool new things that say, yeah, you should try playing a deck that isn't strictly about tempo on the board. It isn't strictly about praying to Yogg. It's going to be hopefully a meta that's back on the board, that focuses on efficiency of trades, that allows for some control style decks to rise back up, because all of the classes that struggle against tempo have just been totally suppressed. If you're not playing Warrior or maybe Zoo right now, you are playing the game wrong, and that's really frustrating.
Hey man, Midrange Hunter has been great, dude. Midrange Hunter's in a still great a tempo place deck. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, non-tempo deck. Yeah, you're right. Reno Warlock sucks again.
Did you guys see the power rankings though? Like, there's one big takeaway from the power rankings that I figured you guys would be excited about.
Face Hunter isn't on there.
I mean, that's what I would be excited. Face Hunter's been dead. We need to quit bringing that up at some point, I think. Okay. Face Hunter's a dead
That's a well-met meme, though.
It is. But it is a dead thing. No, Yogg-Druid is no longer number one. In fact, it's dropped down to mid-tier two. And they give an explanation for it, too, where I think they said that they're seeing more people playing it and probably not playing it as well. And that's probably why it's dropped.
Right. And that's one of the things too. We've always celebrated the Vicious Syndicate report for being like true data, but something that it doesn't get that like Tempo Storm does is Tempo Storm assumes a competent pilot who plays the deck well. And so if Yogg Druid is hypothetically this win rate, like that's what you get there. Whereas the Data Reap report takes in the inconsistencies of like JR and I running Yogg Druid and winning 10% of our games. And like you, that goes into that data. And so that is something that I think is becoming more and more of a thing too, is that you got to remember it's not just about good decks, but it's being played competently in order for this data to be accurate. Now they get rid of most of that bias by breaking it up to different parts of the ladder. So you have rank 15 to 11, 10 to 1, legend, all ranks, and 16 and over. So you can look at all that data segmented and go, if you're the skill of a player that's like a rank 5 player, maybe look at that rank 10 to legend as the type of win rates you'd probably see. And I don't know, make assumptions from there. Kev, would you agree with that?
Generally, yeah. I, for the most part, honestly, I use it as a way to look at what I'm likely to run into. So you can segment out the data and say, okay, I am currently sitting at rank 7. I'm most concerned with the grind from 5 to legend. What decks are popular in that range? Because in the past, there has been noticeable differences. Like when I remember doing this maybe a month ago, where the overall data definitely suggested that you should be playing Shaman or Zoo, but there was a huge trend towards Hunter and Warrior in that sort of gatekeeper 5-1 range. So that's what I would say is, in addition to what you already mentioned, John, also look at what's prevalent that you're going to run into in those ranks, because it helps you to make a decision about, you know, what counters what do you feel comfortable piloting, because you probably don't want to be changing decks constantly. We've definitely beaten that horse to death. Pick something that you feel comfortable using and get good at it, but do take a look at whether or not you're going to be queuing into things that you have a shot against as you progress up the ladder.
Right.
For me, I think it shows with the Yogg Druid dropping a little bit, I think it shows how popular Tempo Storm's meta report is, because as you remember, Yogg Druid showed up on tier one of Tempo Storm's meta report last week, and Vicious Syndicate had Yogg Druid at number one for several weeks now. And then after it gets on Tempo Storm, more people are playing it. Now we're seeing it drop and it's showing that it's not performing as well, because people that are picking it up and playing it because they saw it on one meta report aren't piloting it well enough now. And I think that's an interesting thought, if anything, is how the meta reports not only are showing what is out there, but could potentially show also what's coming as well.
Sure. So. I get that. The last thing I wanted to hit here is the meta breaker. At the end of every Data Reaper report, they have a meta breaker. So looking at all the analysis, what's a deck that should have high win rates against what you should see on the ladder? And it's actually Sylas's Secret Paladin, JR's favorite deck. JR... how do you feel about this, trying to bring the Secret Paladin back?
I mean, it's what they recommend. I am not terribly familiar with this deck, so I don't think I can really talk intelligently about it. I haven't had a chance to play it. I have not seen it played. But I believe that anything that is anti-tempo and goes against tempo would end up possibly winning you some games, since you're seeing so much tempo out there. The Secret Paladin deck like this could be something that you'd want to play because of that.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know that I agree that it's actually that great of a choice right now. I mean, A, there's not enough data to really give us reliable information either way. B, although it's supposed to be good against Warrior as a whole, I have this feeling it's actually not going to hold up against OTK Warrior. And that's such a growing amount of what's happening in terms of high-end play. And I expect that to be even more prevalent after Seed Story Cup today, if people have been seeing it played, that trying to go to a deck that doesn't have a way to survive that burst potential, probably not a super smart move right now, but that's just me.
Okay. Well, what else, boys? What else do we need to hit here? Are we like donezo?
I think that might be all she wrote.
Got it. Well, let's do this. We didn't hit it last week, so let's hit this email really quick and then we'll finish it up.
We've got mail.
Oh, I swear to God, one of these weeks I'm going to get that stupid bumper fixed. Anyways, Piugus, P-Puegus, P-U-Gas. I even have him on my friends list and I never asked him how to pronounce it. Sends us email, says, "Dear well-met crew, I'm sitting on 25K dust and I want to craft a few golden legendaries and need some suggestions. I have most of the class legendaries and main neutrals. My question is, name your favorite golden legendaries that you'd craft in a heartbeat if you had the spare dust. Bonus points if each of you say unique ones you like. Love the show. Piugus Puegus. Piugas." So JR, why is yours a Varian Wrynn?
I knew that was going to come up. I have crafted a golden Varian Wrynn because I was peer pressured into it. However, I don't believe
by
I
your good
ever...
friend Captain Morgan.
Yeah,
because he doesn't have a spine.
Yeah, however, I would never, I don't think I would ever like want to craft a golden legendary. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me to do that. I would rather save that dust for something in the future to use. But as far as favorite golden legendaries go, I would have to 100% go with my good old friend Swagnaros.
All right.
Yeah, because it's something that I feel like you would have to pick something in the classic set because it's going to be something that you're always going to be able to play with in standard. So it's something you'll be able to use forever, potentially, unless they change how classic sets work with standard. And I feel like Ragnaros is one of my favorite legendary cards in the game. So
cool.
That's my answer.
Kevin, what about you, man?
I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I would say stick to stuff. If you're going to craft goldens for sure, stick to stuff that's largely evergreen so you get to enjoy it. I don't know if there's a record of it anymore. I was streaming the night before Whispers of the Old Gods was announced, before they announced Standard, and I was in the process of crafting a golden Dr. Boom because it was the card I played the most. It was in every deck I ran. And then I thought, you know what? I don't really want the golden version of this. I changed my mind. I'm just going to sit on it. The next day they announced standard format and I would have been so mad. But I like the idea, honestly, if you're going to do it, of making the dragons golden. They tend to have some of the best animations. They're a lot of fun. In particular, I love Gold Ysera, because you get all of the dream cards golden as well, which means you're getting all of those cool animated effects as well. So Malagos, Ysera, Alexstrasza, that would be what I would do. I would want the golden dragons collection. Bonus points if you actually run a good dragon list. So, you know, dragon warrior, dragon priest, whatever your flavor of dragon deck is, that would make it cool if you had a whole bunch of golden dragons to slap down at the tail end of it.
Okay. So I'm going to disagree with you guys. I think you're idiots. Craft whatever you want. Don't worry about evergreen, any of that stuff. Sure, yeah, prioritize your classics. Prioritize those. I get it. Sure, if you want to be really efficient and sit there with your graphing calculator working on Hearthstone math, so you can do that, be a giant nerd. Or you can just go with what looks awesome. So I'm going to say a couple things. Number one, Deathwing is my favorite in the game by far. Looks awesome. Spitting flames. Can't go wrong. It's funny that Kevin said the big dragons, because those are the ones I had. Nosedormu, come on. Come on. Looks amazing again. And of course, Alex Straza.
Let's agree right now. We need to come up with a competitive Nosedormu deck. We need to make that a thing.
Okay. All right. We can do that. I'm good. Yeah,
totally do it. Just wait until the servers are unstable.
All new right. set's coming. That's the time.
JR always looking for an exploit. Unbelievable. So a couple of
he's why we can't keep Friendly Feud.
Right. That's it. His four accounts, his three iPads and computers.
Because I have no friends. I have to create them.
So my honorable mentions, these aren't legendaries, but Shifter Zerus, because then you get all goldens whenever they change, which is cool. And Renounce Darkness, which does the same thing, just makes your whole deck golden. So yeah. Those are the two that I would say. They aren't legendary, but if you want to have fun, legendary cards.
No one wants to have fun, John. This is all business. Come on.
It is all business until JR plays Face Hunter, and then, you know, every man for himself. Huh. Dang it, I didn't fix that from last week. It was the same thing. Kevin, can you stall for a second? So I can get this thing out of the way. Can you do
I love stalling.
Me?
Yeah. Right, stalling is my middle name. It's something we're good at. So I don't know, JR. I think I'm really excited for this Karazhan announcement this week. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Is there anything in particular that you really hope we see them do?
God. Really? Great convo, guys.
I didn't even get to answer his question.
Nobody cares. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
That is...
That's not even true. Everybody
and
cares.
And now you know why I have no friends.
That's not even true. That's
John's
not.
Fault.
JR's friends list is full. He has way more followers than me on Twitter. It's JR is the friend we wish we all had. Let's be honest here.
I'm the friend that I wish I had. I'm my own friend.
With the friend your friend could smell like. Yeah, okay, good.
What was the question?
I don't even remember.
Oh, what he thinks we're going to see with Karazhan. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at this point.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's do some Patreon stuff this week, Kev.
Yeah, so we don't have any new patrons this week, but we are very thankful, of course, as always, to our friends of the show. So to Albert, Coral, The Real Ben, and Martin, thank you guys again so much. It means the world to us. Our show is entirely supported right now by our fans. Everything we do is made possible by you guys. If you want to get in on that action, you want to be part of our Facebook group where we're sharing deck lists and chatting strategy, or you want to help us get to a place where we can do more bonus shows, or eventually get to a place where we could host a tournament, all the stuff that we've been talking about over the last couple of years, that's all possible over at patreon.com/wellmetpodcast.
And should we do it now? Should we talk about it now? I won't announce the official stuff, but I will just say this. We hit our $400 goal last month. And
we
so
did.
We're working on a special episode, and assuming I can get the tech to work, it's going to be like Wellmet Jeopardino. And we are going to have a special guest, because if I'm coming up with the questions, obviously I can't answer those questions. So one of us has to take the hit and do the hosting thing so that the other guys can play the game. And so that's going to be it. So we're going to have a special guest as the third. And let's just say this, you guys, if it works out, we're going to find someone awesome. But the one that we have lined up now is going to be amazing. It's going to blow your guys' mind. More time-specific stuff, TBD. So we'll bring that out as soon as we get it. Follow our Twitter to get that. But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. And drinking may or may not happen. We might make it. Maybe we'll make it the like the card openings, you know, and make that happen. Anyways, stay tuned for more iTunes reviews this week, JR.
Yeah, so iTunes reviews this week, we had a couple from the USA. We had Meat Leg, which is my favorite name in the world right
now. That's an awesome name.
But I do also like Radis Nick, because he was another one. Radis Nick, because that's a pretty rad Nick. I'd like to thank you guys for those iTunes reviews. If you'd like to give a five-star what's that?
He's a pretty rad Nick.
He's a rad Nick. He's the raddest Nick of the rad Nicks.
Is he a pretty rad Nick or the raddest Nick?
He's the raddest Nick.
Okay. I'm just trying to protect him here because he put raddest Nick and then you tried to call him pretty rad Nick. That's offensive, I'm JR.
Sorry. I'm sorry. He might be pretty, and he probably is because he left us a five-star review.
Fair enough.
And I want to compliment the people that do that.
Okay.
So if you'd like to leave a five-star review on iTunes, just head over to iTunes, type in Hearthstone, you'll find Well Met, click the little five-star review. If you feel sorry for me for being picked on this show,
and I don't have any friends.
Keep in mind, I read those five-star reviews every night before I go to bed. So you would just be filling my heart with joy by leaving one.
He doesn't even have access to them on Sunday. He doesn't. Let's be honest here.
I pay
the monthly fee to get those all in.
I can read them. I can't read the ones outside of the U.S., but I can read the ones inside.
Right. Well, we got a lot now in the U.S. store, man. Yeah. It's not like it used to be where you scroll through a couple reviews. There's a lot of you. Thank you. We should take a moment and say thank you for that because that's really amazing that you guys like our show enough to download iTunes onto your Android phones and leave a five-star review. That's really nice of you. Yeah. All right. So just for the record, JR, this week was your week to get picked on. I think it's my week next week. So
it's definitely John's week next week.
Definitely my week.
Call him that now.
Great. Well, let's get out of here. But first, shout outs for the week. Kev?
Not a whole pile. It was really great to get a chance to do some traveling again this week. But I am, like I said, going to be missing a couple of upcoming shows. I've got a family reunion next weekend. So hopefully we can find somebody to fill in for me then. And 2 weeks later, I've got a wedding for a close friend of mine. But we're still expecting to have Garrett from the Angry Chicken filling in for me that weekend. So if we can get that nailed down, we'll let you guys know. Other than that, if you want to keep up with all the other cool stuff I'm working on, come follow me on Twitter at Lack of Realism.
Woo! What about you, JR?
I didn't get a chance to play a lot of World of Warcraft this week, but I want to play more World of Warcraft. And now that our guild leader is back, we're going to try to get that BlizzPro WoW guild started. Garona is the server, Horde side. I will try to have more information for you by the time you hear this. So come join us over on Discord at discord.gg/BlizzPro and message me on there. I'm Eldorian on there. And we'll try to get you in the guild and try to get something going before Legion gets released.
I can't believe you guys are on Horde side. Alliance all
the way. Horde for life.
Alliance all the way. As for me, doing the thing, trying to save some funds up to make it to speak on Twitch at TwitchCon. The topic is going to be podcasting on Twitch, growing your community. And there's an incredible, the Stormcast guys are there. That's Mick Montgomery. That's Willie Dills, Gregory, Avison, and the Terror Ray are all going to be there. And of course, DJ Jimmy DJ Tyrant will be there as well. So they might let me hold their microphones for them, I'm thinking, based on that group. Like I can.
There's probably
at
least a couple of buttons that need pushing, yeah.
I can introduce them, be like, hey, this is DJ Tyrant, here you go. Probably won't speak a whole lot. I'll be taking notes at the panel the whole time. Like, yeah, that's really good. Oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? But fundraising to get there, twitch.tv/kicktripod. Whew, let's get out of here. That's it for us this week. You can tune in together with your friends live every Sunday on twitch.tv/BlizzPro at 7 p.m. Pacific, or find us on your favorite podcast outlets. For updates throughout the week, follow us on Twitter at WellMet Podcast, and WellMet is entirely supported by our fans. Find out more at patreon.com/WellMetPodcast. We also have awesome t-shirts, store.blizzpro.com. Get yours. As always, a big thank you to Jake Buttono at jakebuttono.ca for music and site designs for our graphics. Thank you again for joining us for episode 70 of Well Met. We'll see you next time. I timed that perfectly. That was so good. Bye.
Well Met is a production of BlizzPro.com. The show records live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at twitch.tv/BlizzPro. To get the latest news and information about the show, follow us on Twitter at Well Met Podcast or join us on our subreddit at reddit.com/r/WellMetPodcast. If you would like to support the show, you can find out how at patreon.com/WellMetPodcast.
God.